This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver man has pled guilty to threatening Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Michael James Kennedy called Neguse's office multiple times last year and left voicemail messages in which he threatened to shoot the congressman over his advocacy for stricter gun laws. The messages were peppered with racist language and insinuations against Neguse, who is black. Under a plea deal, Kennedy pled guilty to retaliation against a public official, a felony, and bias-motivated crime, a misdemeanor. He also agreed to be evaluated and treated for mental health and substance use disorders. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Michael Diaz de Leon and his restaurant Bruto were awarded one of Denver's first Michelin stars Tuesday night, and within 24 hours, business boomed. De Leon says the restaurant normally receives 20 to 30 reservations a day, but after the award was announced...
We're at 259 covers booked just today. We haven't released reservations for November, December, so I'm assuming that as soon as those go live, those will book out.
Five Colorado restaurants were awarded the prestigious Michelin star. Those also include the Wolf's Tailor and Beckon in Denver, Bosque in Aspen, and Frasca Food and Wine in Boulder. It's the first time the French company has published its travel guide in Colorado. Drivers should expect delays in I-70 near Vail Pass for the next couple of months. CDOT is resurfacing the eastbound section of the interstate between Copper Mountain and Frisco. Delays should last 10 to 20 minutes. The project is expected to wrap up in November. Heavy rain continues for parts of the Denver metro area. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.